In this country, there are few as skillful on two wheels as Colleen Kehoe. She was a national mountain bike riding champion, and more than a superb rider, Colleen, or Polly Waffles as she's nicknamed, was a champion of the sport in other ways. She was instrumental in the development of the Awaba Mountain Bike Park in southwestern Lake Macquarie in the Hunter region. But it was there, at the place she helped build, that Colleen's life as she knew it came crashing down in December 2021. She had a spill at low speed. She fell badly and broke vertebra and had bleeding on her spinal cord. Colleen had no feeling from her chest down and would be given the news that she'd be living with complete paraplegia. But that hasn't meant she'd never ride again, or not even that catastrophic crash had stopped her from continuing to play a role in the local mountain biking community. Colleen Kehoe, I'm pleased to say, joins me along with Sebastian van Veenendaal from the company Access Adventures. It's a hell of a story, Colleen, and it's nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
What do you recall of that day? Every vivid moment, or?
Yes, I do. Because it was such a low-speed crash, I never got knocked out. So I actually can remember every little moment of it. The bouncing of the wheel and the sliding of the wheel going over the side of the rock, and just the angle that I fell, hit the ground. I could still hear the vertebrae breaking in my back, and the instant feeling of my legs were sticking up in the air behind me, and I knew straight away that I was in trouble.
This is the thing, though. You spend most of your life falling off your bike.
Yeah.
How many times would you have done it?
Well, I've raced actually downhill for most of my life, so been quite fortunate to be Australian champion a few times. Some of the high-speed crashes that I had in there, probably my worst one would have been when I broke my collarbone and a few ribs, and I actually got knocked out in that one, and that was about it. So to have a 2 kilometre less-than-walking pace crash and... some would say, oh, you're just a silly downhill mountain biker, but it was a slow-speed crash going around a B-line of all things. A B-line is the easiest line. And, I can remember everything of that day. The whole lot.
And we hear stories of people tripping on the beach, you know, and breaking their spine, damaging their spine. So
yes,
you never know when it might happen.
It's quite amazing. Well, not amazing. It's quite devastating, actually, when you're in the hospital and you hear other people's stories. The majority of the stories of the people that end up in hospital with spinal injuries have been just from freak accidents. Mm. They haven't been any some have been catastrophic, but others have been, they've just been unlucky, I suppose, if you could use the word unlucky.
Yeah. Did you surprise yourself? Because this would wreck most of us. Most of us couldn't come back from this.
I think it's a constant battle with pain. I do get a lot of neuropathic and nerve pain, and spasms. That's probably the cruelest part of it. You've got a body that doesn't work anymore. It's got no feeling. You can't feel touch. You can't feel heat or cold. It doesn't work, but it has constant pain all the time. So I think dealing with that pain to start with and trying to get over I think it comes down to the network of people that you have around you. I've got a beautiful husband, 2 beautiful, loving daughters, and the family and friends and the network of friends that sort of come around me. The club, the Hunter Mountain Bike Club out at Awaba, they're like an extended family, so my mountain bike family. And then I come in contact with this guy. Well, I actually knew this guy beside me. Sebastian, we call him Seb, when we were first building the adaptive trails, we were lucky enough to get a grant to build adaptive trails out at Awaba Mountain Bike Park, and run into Seb. Seb was bringing
Seb is not mute, by the way. We'll talk to him in just a sec.
Yeah, he's not
he's
mute.
He's been sitting there very patiently.
I haven't heard Colleen tell your story like that yet, so I'm just listening.
He was looking at me and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, it was I can remember the helicopter, most of the helicopter ride. I can remember looking up into the eyes at one part of the – couldn't hear a thing because of the sound of the chopper blades and just everything. And I can remember looking up, coming to out of all the pain, and this beautiful set of eyes looking over me from the pilot. I wouldn't know who – it was a Westpac. And he's just going, it's going to be okay. I couldn't hear him, but I could read his lips. And, yeah I think it was just that, the whole lot.
It's incredible, isn't it, those little touches of humanness. Yeah.
I didn't think I'd ever get back out to the park. It was quite emotional getting back out there the first time. I know I kept pushing it off and pushing it off. I couldn't even look. I've only actually just got back onto social media. Because I couldn't even look at social media. It was just too heartbreaking to think of all the things that I'd lost. But I've gained other things in other ways. So, I had an awesome partner too, that in a business partner. I was a mountain bike coach beforehand, so I was also doing coaching, because I just loved the sport. So had the opportunity to be able to buy the company I was working for. So with my girlfriend, Sarah, we brought Momentum as Your Friend, and we'd only just bought it, and then I had my accident. So I said, I can't do it. But she wouldn't take my resignation. But as you'll hear from Seb's brought in... Seb can tell his side of the story and what he did to us.
Seb. We've given him a hell of a build-up.
Yeah.
I hope this is worth it, Seb. You got some inspiring words of wisdom for us?
Oh, I'm just an ordinary bloke, I reckon.
I think that's it. I think we are all ordinary people, and I do not class myself as being special, amazing, or any of those. I'm just a person that loves sport. I like giving and helping. I like to put smiles on other people's faces, even though sometimes underneath your own big smile you're crying, your heart's crying. But
So just explain to us how a catastrophic injury like this doesn't need to be the end for someone who loves their sport.
Well, I think people can still do what they previously did. It's just doing something slightly different. And for a lot of people, getting out there for the first time is challenging, but it's that realization at the time that, I can do this, and I can keep doing this, albeit a little bit differently and with support around. And I've seen countless people, just like Colleen, scared and afraid of getting back to it because it's not going to be the same as what it was before. And I appreciate it never will be the same as what it was before. But there's something really powerful about being outdoors, recreation, and being out with your friends and the community, and that's something that I love supporting.
See, that's the other part of it. It's a big part of your life. It's just, the curtain comes down on,
Seb just knocked the nail on the head. The first day that I got back home and I was in a wheelchair, I didn't want anybody to see me. I didn't want anything. I just couldn't go out the front door because it was just like, oh no, I'm in a wheelchair. But the first day that I sat my bum in a bike and went for a ride with my girlfriends, I felt normal. I actually felt like a normal, like there was nothing wrong with me. I was out there, the wind was blowing in my hair or underneath my helmet anyway. I did have a helmet on. So I actually felt normal. I was back in with the crew again, and to have that enjoyment and that fun, I think that's the best part of it. Don't be afraid. Always try to reach out. And yeah, I was scared. I was scared stiff. The sadness and everything like that, the trauma of it. But yeah, once I got back out there and got going, yeah. So I definitely said, put the nail on the head. It was the mental, which is stimulating. It's a good mental thing.
It's a huge catalyst, I think, as well, for other parts of life as well. When you can get back to doing what you love doing, it changes a whole lot of your life as well. It gives you confidence to be able to go outdoors, to be seen in public, to be with other friends, and to sort of move on with life is probably not the right thing to say, but it is to move on and to keep going forward. And it really is a big catalyst.
Yeah. So we're talking about an adaptive bike, which has enabled Colleen to get to ride again. Can you just describe that for us? Give us a mental picture of what it looks like.
Yeah, look, there's a few different ones out there. And to talk through what Colleen's in at the moment, what started as a Mad Max contraption, I think when it was designed in Canada, it's phenomenal. Like technology, what it is phenomenal. So Colleen's one is, it's got three wheels. So two wheels at the front and one big wheel at the back.
Yep.
It's got power assist on it. It's full suspension. So for any mountain bikers listening, it's decked out with full mountain bike suspension. But the unique thing about Colleen's bike is that the whole front end articulates, which it allows it to ride the trails as close as possible to how Colleen was previously riding.
Mm.
But then there's plenty of other designs out there now to support a whole range of people. During this course that we ran, we had a quadriplegic. So quadriplegic just meaning that it was their neck that was broken, so their four limbs are affected. This gentleman, his name's Forrest, he's unable to grip onto the pedals of his hand cycle, nor can he change gears or hold brakes with his hands. So it's set up where he's able to brake with his elbow and his hands are actually clipped into the cycle.
Wow.
He had a mountain bike. Oh, he had a skiing accident, I'm sorry, but he was a champion downhill mountain biker as well. And he's out riding the trails as good as anyone is riding them now. And so technology has really changed the game for that and allowing people to access the sport.
And stories like Colleen's, they'd inspire other people as well, wouldn't they?
Oh, look, definitely. Hugely so. I think, and I'm not hoping I'm not speaking for you here, but the word inspiring is thrown around a lot and people say, hey, I'm not an inspiring person. But truth be told, it can inspire people to say, well, if Colleen's able to do this, then surely I can as well.
Look, it's been lovely to meet you both. Colleen, you're an inspiration to me today. You certainly put a smile on my face, meeting you today and hearing the adversity that you fought your way through. So thank you so much for coming in today, and I know other people will be inspired by you as well. Happy cycling, by the way.
Yeah, that was great. Well, Seb, actually, we've only just finished a mountain bike.
Instructor course.
So we're now there's now six of us, first in Australia, that has got a BICP adaptive mountain bike coaching certificate. So we're coaches. We've got Seb set it all up and brought Mike over from Canada.
Yep.
From BC, and we run 6 days a week and a half ago out at Awamba. So I'm proud to say, and Seb is, you got two of Australia's first adaptive mountain bike coaches.
Fantastic. It's a credit to both of you. Seb, lovely to meet you too.
You too, Paul. Thanks for having us on.
Thank you very much.